The word barami has the connotation or the literal sense of something that carries one across. Just in the para means sort of crossing, moving over. So it's like something that, and especially in a Buddhist context, what is a crossing over from, say, samsara to nibbana. Crossing over from confusion to peace. Crossing over from desire and attachment to purity. Crossing over from that which is kind of sketchy and dangerous to safety, a refuge. So that these, and it's through the cultivation of these paramis, and in Theravada Buddhist tradition there are 10 paramis. Mahayana tradition has 6, I think that's one of the few things we've got more of in the little vehicle. But then it's also the way it's conceived of is also that, I mean, there's the baranis, there's the cultivation of that barami, there's a cultivation of that barami on a kind of on a higher level, superior level, and then there's the cultivation of that barami on a transcendent level and a liberating level, on supreme, so that those are. And the chant's actually very beautiful because sampadana parami sampanno. Sampanno means complete or replete, full. So that in Thai, sombun, it's used the same word, sombun. And then those being complete, being full, in the cultivation of these aspects of say the first one being dana of generosity, and in the later, and when I say later, it was very early on in the Buddha's dispensation, that the idea of these, conceiving of the path of practice being a cultivation of these paramis and the fullness of these paramis, like the Buddha's enlightenment was an expression of these wholesome qualities being completed and being fully cultivated, and that's sort of like when there's that, it's like when you fill up the glass or the tank and then it gets full and then there's nothing else to do but it to overflow out. And so in the same way that the one, a being like the Buddha fills his being with these, all these wholesome qualities, there's nothing left to do but for it to manifest in awakening and then being of service to others. And it's because of these paramis that the Buddha is able to help and teach on such a broad and wide level.